From deep in the bayous located near the Gulf of Mexico, welcome to the SwampSwami.com audio podcast, starring the man whose unique sports insights will make you think and hopefully make you laugh at times too.
The great sage, seer, soothsayer, famous mystic, and former tax advisor to Governor Reagan.
And now, the one, the only, here's Swamp Swami. Welcome back to SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. Today we're talking about golf. Lexi Thompson joins Arnold Palmer as Olympic Club victims. While watching the final nine holes of the Women's U.S. Open at the famed Olympic Club in San Francisco Sunday, I had the funny feeling as if I had seen this happen sometime before. It appeared that the 26-year-old American professional golfer Lexi Thompson had broken away from the pack with just nine holes to go. At 8 under par for the tournament, she led by a whopping 5 shots as her closest competitors struggled to keep pace on the front nine. Starting her final 9 holes of the tournament, Lexi just smiled after booming another 300-yard drive right down the middle of the fairway on number 10 to start what appeared to be a victory march toward claiming her second women's major championship. Lexi Thompson would try to keep the proverbial pedal to the metal as prodigious drives were finding the fairways as her playing partners were struggling in the Olympic Club's exceptionally gnarly rough hole after hole. After missing a relatively short birdie putt on the 10th hole, Thompson led by 5 with just 8 holes to go. And then I remembered. Didn't Arnold Palmer lead a U.S. Open golf tournament at this place years ago and blow a big lead on the final 9 holes?
No!
Yes, indeed. The year was 1966 when Arnold Palmer led his playing partner Billy Casper by 7 shots with just 9 holes to go. Arnie's drives would find that awful, evil rough at Olympic Club several times on the last 9 holes as he dropped shot after shot after shot. And meanwhile, Buffalo Billy Casper's game steadied down the stretch. Now, neither Arnie nor his army of fans on the course or those of us watching on television could believe this was happening to our guy. With each passing hole, Palmer was handing another shot or two back to his playing partner Casper. And on the 18th hole that Sunday, Arnold Palmer had to sink a difficult downhill 4-foot putt just to get into a playoff with Casper the next day. Palmer would later say, "That's the biggest putt I've ever made." Arnold Palmer would lose on that Monday playoff with Billy Casper, and he never won another major golf championship again in his sparkling career. He never got over that loss at Olympic Club in 1966. Lexi Thompson wasn't even born until 1995. And though Lexi probably knew who Arnold Palmer was and probably even met him before his death in 2016, she likely had no idea what final nine tragedy had befallen one of golf's biggest stars at the Olympic Club back in 1966. The 6-foot-tall Thompson is a trailblazer in women's golf. She was good enough by age 12 to qualify to play in the Women's U.S. Open. She did so well as an amateur that the homeschooled golf prodigy asked to turn professional at the age of 15. Lexi then became the youngest winner on the LPGA Tour as she claimed her first win at age 16 and then won her first and only major championship in 2014 at the age of 19.
Bye.
Being known as one of the longest drivers in women's golf, Lexi Thompson hammers the golf ball nearly 280 yards on an average drive.
Woo!
Now she's in her middle 20s and Lexi Thompson has remained a regular winner with 10 wins on the LPGA Tour. She's also one of the dwindling number of American golfers on the women's tour who are able to successfully compete against this increasing contingent of excellent golfers arriving from the Asian continent every year. Lexi Thompson's winning smile and lengthy drives have helped to make her a crowd favorite around the world. The one glaring weakness in her golf game is putting, especially under pressure. In 2021, Thompson ranks a mediocre number 76 in the LPGA Tour in putting, but that's a significant improvement from being ranked number 114 in putting in 2020 and number 135 back in 2019. On average, she needs more than 2 putts per round more than the top players on the women's tour, and that adds up, especially in major championships. Much like Phil Mickelson on the men's tour, who has 6 runner-up finishes at the U.S. Open, Lexi has struggled to capture her first elusive U.S. Open trophy, too. Coming into last weekend's golf event, fans at the Olympic Club in San Francisco were rooting for Thompson after she had finished in the top 5 twice in the last 3 U.S. Opens. With a 5-shot lead and just 8 holes to go on Sunday, Lexi Thompson's driver started to find that heavy rough at Olympic Club. And from the rough, she would drop several shots over the final holes as her playing competitors were moving back into contention. As Thompson's lead dwindled down the stretch, there were 2 par 5 holes, though, where she might be able to utilize her length off the tee and rally for a win. Unfortunately, her drives found the rough, and her putting betrayed her once again. Then on the final hole, Lexi Thompson's 5-shot lead had evaporated to 0, as she had dropped into a 3-way tie for the lead at 4 under par. Taking an iron off the 18th tee, Thompson finally found a fairway and was just 130 yards from the green. Unfortunately, her approach shot fell short into a sand trap in front of the final green. And after putting her shot about 20 feet past the hole, she faced that same horrible feeling that Arnold Palmer faced in 1966. They had both blown big leads over the last 9 holes at Olympic Club and had to make a tough downhill putt to force a playoff. Lexi Thompson's putt came up short, and she was left out of the 2-hole playoff between Japan's Nasa Hatayoka and Yuka Sasa of the Philippines. Sasa would win the championship and take home a first prize of $1 million.
Excellent.
Though she was devastated after the loss, Lexi Thompson was gracious enough to offer up a few comments to the press. She said, "I really didn't feel like I hit any bad golf shots. That's what this golf course can do to you. I'll take today and I'll learn from it, and I'll have more weeks ahead, a lot more years." Arnold Palmer was 36 years old when he lost that big lead in the men's open. At a very mature 26 years of age, I think Lexi Thompson will work hard now to improve on the weaknesses in her game and become a much tougher golfer to beat under pressure in the years to come. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.